Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati. During the next 60 minutes, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment. This is my first show. I'm very excited, and I hope that you will gain as much as you truly want and you're open to in this moment. On today's show, I will be talking to you about my spiritual journey and awakening through healing myself of lupus, followed by my special guest, Mike New, who is the general manager of Spirituality Inside and Out, master practitioner of NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy, and as well, banking IT consultant. He's a very busy man. Mike has led an interesting life from 15 years in the corporate world, then 4 years focusing on spiritual growth, and now back to the corporate world again. But for now, briefly, I just want to let you guys all know a little bit about myself. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author. I'm the founder and spiritual director of Spirituality Inside and Out, which is a healing and education practice, and also Cause Oneness, a nonprofit organization which focuses on causing humanity into an evolution of self-awareness and unity. I'm also a certified Reiki and Pranic Healing and certified Master Practitioner of Neuro-Linguistic Programming, Master Timeline Therapist, and Master Hypnotherapist. But truly my passion is spirituality and the love for humanity. So this is why I have chosen as well, through my classes, my seminars, meditation CDs and books, this avenue of reaching out to the world to create oneness. So my journey with spirituality and healing started about 8.5 years ago when I was diagnosed with lupus, central nervous system. Now, lupus is an autoimmune disease which attacks a person's organs. And how I was diagnosed was when I was 5 months pregnant with my second child, I started to have some rash on my face, and my doctor screened me for lupus, and lo and behold, I was diagnosed positive. Imagining how fearful that is. Just praying and taking care of myself, I had a safe delivery. Thank God my daughter is safe and well and healthy, and she's 8 years old right now. So following my delivery, I started to have more and more symptoms, such as inflammation in my hands and my legs. I started to have dizziness and headaches and arthritis pain. Now, these are all symptoms of the lupus. And meanwhile, I was on different kinds of medications. I started to develop numbness in my hands and my legs and cognitive impairment and really living in the darkness. Short and to the point, I was not happy. I also experienced depression and chronic fatigue through all that I have been going through in my life. And so being taken care of by Western medicine and the doctors, and God bless them for everything that they did for me, not getting much result, I was directed to go to a healer. And my journey started in the spirituality realms, as I was always spiritual, always believing in God, always praying, always being the best that I wanted to be, and always having the intention to make a difference in the world, not knowing how. I awakened as to how and to my life purpose through this healing process, healing myself of lupus. While working on mind, body, and soul, I awakened to many aspects of myself and life. And as I learned to love myself and care for myself, as I learned to let go of all that I had been holding on for so many years, as I learned to take responsibility for myself and my life, as I learned to accept what is, as I learned to meditate, as I learned to attune to my true self, I experienced a mystical experience mystical experience and awakening to my true self, which I call the God within me. Now, this experience happened while I was wide awake, sitting in a chair, when one day I saw, through my own perceptions, two tunnels of light coming towards me, one from the right, one from the left. And while I was looking at the light, wondering what this is, I heard a voice in my inner ear telling me that I'm being healed and all of my cells are being renewed and rejuvenated. And imagine how I felt. I had no idea what is going on. Before this, I was normal, having a normal experience, and not knowing anything about light and inner voices in one's ear and the God within. I had no clue. So after hearing this voice and continuing to meditate on this voice and continuing to listen to this voice within, which called itself God within, my true self, I started to really listen and attune myself to the guidance that was coming through me, to me and through me. And from there I started to channel healing for others. As I was healing myself, I was healed. I was totally healed, and I am healed from lupus, of lupus. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you, the person that supported my healing and everything, all nature, all energy. I'm truly grateful. As I'm speaking to you now, I just want you to know that living in the present moment, I really don't practice what I'm going to say. So I have nothing written down, and I just allow whatever needs to flow through me at the present moment to flow through me. So being healed by the power within, mind power, and the universal healing energy that is ever present in the moment, I was healed, and I started to be guided from inside to heal and support other people in their healing process. So I started to be with groups of people where we support each other. I started to see clients, which I channeled. And also during this time, I also awakened to the angels and the ascended masters and to all that is. So a little bit more about myself. I started to give seminars, and truly, really being present in the moment, the guidance is within every human being, the God self, the true self, the spirit, is ever available for all people. And all we have to do, if we really desire to be clear within, is to really attune and listen to that voice, to that spirit, to the presence of love within us. And so as I did, I am where I am right now. And my true intention and desire for all of you is to awaken to your true self, live a peaceful and loving life, therefore being able to make a difference in the world. As I am learning day by day to improve myself, I know that love is the way. The love for myself to be whole and complete, therefore allowing the love within me to flow through me to all whom I encounter. And this is my intention and will for all to be healed and inspired and transformed through this radio station, Infinite Love Radio. Infinite love is present everywhere. All we have to do is be present with it and attune ourselves. And the way we can do is to meditate, to pray, and really allow ourselves to let go of what we have been holding on for so long. What we cannot change in the past, we cannot. All we can do is live in the present moment by letting go, by releasing, by forgiving, by bringing our attention and intention to love. And so this is what I want you to experience in the moment right here. Is to let go of all judgments and perceptions and expectations that you may have and accept the present moment for what is. And what is right now is Mr. Mike New. I'm very fortunate and honored to have you. I know that you're in Tokyo right now. Mike, can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Michelle.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm very well.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you hear me well?
Yes.
How is Tokyo?
It's a big place. It's a busy place. But, yeah, lots of energy, lots going on. It's enjoyable.
What time is it there?
It's about 4 a.m. at the moment.
4 a.m. So we got you up at 4 a.m. to be on this radio.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So. Thank you. So in this moment, we're really going to let go and we are really going to allow ourselves to be present with who we are. And whatever comes through, right? So would you like to tell us all a little bit about yourself, about your background, where you were born,
yeah,
where
sure.
you're coming from?
Okay. I was born in Sydney, Australia, and grew up in Tasmania, actually. So everybody comments on the Tasmanian devil coming out.
Yes.
And basically, I just went through university and then into the corporate world, having studied math and computer science, and then worked in banking as a project manager for banking systems, which doesn't sound very exciting at all, actually.
And so. Yes.
Go on.
No, go on.
And then I was just going to say that gave me some wonderful opportunities to work with some great people and also to travel. So I spent quite a bit of time, 4 or 5 years, working in different cities around Asia, Tokyo, Shanghai, Hong Kong, India, Mumbai, Singapore. So it was a fantastic opportunity.
Wow, beautiful. And so how did you get started in spirituality?
I think what I realized recently was that, you know, when I was younger, about, you know, 10 to 13 years old, I had quite a few experiences but didn't really know what they were and just thought it was kind of normal imagination or whatever. And then that kind of went away. When I was quite young, I was pondering, you know, pondering God and what created the universe and why we're all here, and just decided, you know, for whatever reason, just decided it wasn't worth my, you want to focus my attention on it and just to get on with life, and just forgot about all that kind of stuff and got involved in school, academic pursuits and all that kind of thing. And then it wasn't until, you know, until 5 or 6 years ago, about 4 years ago, that I kind of had the standard midlife crisis about, you know, having worked very hard in corporate for 10, 15 years, and, you know, what's this all about? Got a little bit run down and unhappy, and then came back to figuring out, you know, what is this all about? And that was the thing that kind of spurred me into it.
And so where did you start to study spirituality, or what means of spirituality?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. So how did you get started in spirituality, specifically where? Where, in Australia? Or...
Oh, right. No, actually, at the time I was working in, I just finished working in Shanghai, and I was living in Shanghai in China. And I took some time off, and actually I went down to Thailand to play cricket with the Shanghai Cricket Club. And just while I happened to be there, I just happened to see an advertisement for a spiritual teacher in a magazine in a restaurant. So I decided to go to her for a reading, and you know, with no other intentions than that. But the reading just absolutely blew me away. Literally, I walked in this room, said hello, and then for the next, and she said, sit down, and then for the next hour and a half, she spoke at such level of detail about various different aspects of my life, you know, from my career to my family to how I was feeling about things to relationships, and it was all just so you know, accurate and spot on that it just totally blew me away.
Now you went. I'm sorry. You went to this healer. What did you say? Or a psychic?
She's a psychic healer.
Psychic healer with an intention to know more about yourself or where you will be going in your life.
Yeah, basically, just to have that experience. I'd really up until then, I'd never done anything. Anything remotely spiritual. I'd never done any meditation. I'd never done any yoga. I'd never done any energy healing or anything. And I knew, or I felt, I guess, I felt like I wanted to try this direction to see, to see what it would bring me. And I had a few days after the cricket tournament finished in Thailand, and I just thought, oh, I'll go along and try out this woman.
Beautiful. And there you found?
Say again?
You found and you awakened to what as this spiritual psychic was telling you, giving you information about yourself? How did that help you? How did that support you?
Well, it really just, opened me, and I was such a skeptic about these kind of things. But, you know, she taped the session and listening to the tape and listening to, this wasn't just astrological kind of stuff that might have applied to 80% of the population. This was really very specific, you know, facts about my life and my innermost thoughts and feelings. And I think what this did was it really, the first thing I had to overcome was my skepticism over this kind of area, and it just presented to me so many things that even my logical scientific mind had to say, well, you know, wow, there's just so many specific details here that, you know, it just can't be kind of good luck that she managed to get all this. So it helped cut through the skepticism.
Mm-hmm. And then you were guided to take meditation classes, or what was your next step in your journey of self-discovery? Is that true? You were self-discovering yourself at that moment?
Yeah, well, the skepticism wasn't totally over, and actually it's still not totally over. But, I really had to go and figure out, you know, what I wanted to do. She runs courses, and, they can be anything from 2 weeks to 6 weeks. And I really went through a bit of an inner struggle to decide to go back to Thailand and do some courses with her, mostly because of, you know, I guess it was really fear of the unknown. You know, what happens if I go? What happens if I completely change? You know, what happens if... Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
What happens if everything that I knew before I don't like? So the next step really was to, you know, for me to go through that kind of inner turmoil and decision-making process. Which led me to, well, why not? You know, I guess if everything changes but I'm happier, then why not? So I went back, you know, over the following year or two, I went back to Thailand, I think, 3 or 4 times for a total of maybe 5 months, working with her full time as a student in her techniques of meditation and energy healing and self-process and emotional clearing, I guess is what you'd call it.
Yes. So what you mentioned before is that you were a skeptic, and I do have this in common with you, because when I was directed to go to a healer, my first response was, if healers can heal diseases, why are there so many sick people on the earth? Why are there so many people not going to healers and not being cured? And here I am, that where there is a will, there is a way. So skepticism, what do we say about skepticism? What can we say? Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah.
So just for our new listeners that may have just tapped into us, we're talking to Mr. Mike New, General Manager of Spirituality Inside and Out. And what a pleasure to be speaking to you. So your journey in Thailand, you were telling us about.
Yeah. So I had a number of absolutely phenomenal experiences while I was there. You know, even the whole time I was there, I was still doubting whether what was happening is real, and maybe this is one of the key the key blocks I have to still have to opening myself spiritually and psychically. But you know, amazing experiences from past life regression. To synchronicities, to starting to be able to see people's auras and energy fields, and just seeing other people go through the processes that they would be going through, other fellow students, and just seeing what a difference it made in their life.
And what difference did it make in your life?
It made huge changes. I think I went from being not very communicative about how I was feeling in general to be able to talk about feelings. At the time I had a lot of fear of people. Even though in the business world, corporate world and even with friends, I'd risen to a fairly senior position, but that was probably through whatever I did, there was always a huge amount of fear of people and, having to go and meet these scary senior people. And this, I think one of the key things that cut through was certainly it cut through a lot of the fear of dealing with people, helped me to take down that kind of false personality and the wall that I used to put on with people to be able to survive the kind of interactions. That's one thing. Actually, there were so many things that it's hard to remember.
that you're probably practicing now.
Wait, say that again.
I said you're probably practicing it now, everything that you've learned, yes?
Yeah, no, 100%. But at the time, I had these experiences where I go through, five or six weeks of class, and kind of at the end, I don't have so many huge revelations. But like some people would go along to these classes and they'd have just had these huge experiences of transformation. They'd go back to the point of, something happening and they'd let go of this, and then just on the spot, lots of emotion would fly out, and then all of a sudden they'd literally be transformed, and you could see it physically on them and emotionally and in their energy. They'd just have released something. And I didn't really tend to go through those big transformations, but But I would go through these kind of gradual shifts where afterwards I'd go, oh, wow, I've really changed. I've really shifted. You know, I'm lighter, I'm more open, a number of different shifts.
Yes, and all this through going within, right? Looking into yourself, self-observing yourself. True?
Yeah, it's basically all of that through... That was most of it. But a lot of it was three-quarters of it. And then, you know, the other quarter was really, apart from going within and meditating and doing energy work on myself, the other quarter of it was dealing with fellow students and being put into situations where, I guess, previously I would be uncomfortable with and just, you know, I guess it's a bit like group therapy or whatever, but you know, just through working with other people and having experiences with other people and helping them go through their process, and then you know, helping them go through their process, you end up going through your process as well, and then as you know, significant emotional things come up. Yeah, then using that as triggers to go within and to clear out.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so you did all that in Thailand, and so how did you become a master NLP? And what does NLP stand for, practitioner?
NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming.
Can you tell us more about NLP?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, neuro-linguistic programming is a set of techniques for being more effective in your life, essentially, for modeling excellence and performing better in all areas of your life. NLP comes out of a whole bunch of different areas, but hypnotherapy and traditional psychology amongst them. And basically, on the basic level, it teaches you how to interact and communicate more effectively with people through building rapport. But it also has a number of techniques to allow you to deal with different areas of your life, such as limiting beliefs, to identify and deal with limiting beliefs and negative emotions that may be hampering you somewhere in your life, and allow you to release those and install more positive emotions and more positive beliefs that are going to be more supportive of you living the kind of life that you want to live.
Yes, and how is timeline therapy related to NLP?
Yeah, well, timeline therapy is one of the key techniques and probably one of the most powerful techniques in NLP to clear negative emotions and limiting beliefs. It's a regression technique, essentially, that takes you back to the root cause of whatever the emotion you're holding on to or the belief that you have, and allows you to release that root cause, you know, get your learnings from it, and then clear your mind and your energy or whatever from everything that you've been holding on to because of that.
Yes, so Mike, how about the people that, there's so many people out there that are fearful of regressions, are fearful of going inside, and they say that they cannot let go. What would you say to those people that have trouble letting go? Yes.
Yeah. No, sure. Well, I think the thing is, you know, the first thing I'd say to those people is, look, you know, everyone can let go, and that's a fact, and it's a simple choice. You know, it's a simple decision. You know, if you truly want to let go, then you can choose right now, right here on the spot, and you will let go instantaneously. But sometimes people build up, you know, belief systems and negative emotions. They have fear of letting go, you know, you know, they have secondary gain, you know, holding on to things. They feel like their life is, even though my life is miserable holding on to this, at least it's safe and I'm comfortable and I know it. And, you know, to those people, it's really a matter of reassuring that it is possible to let go, and just to work with them to identify, you know, what reasons are, you know, what's stopping them from letting go, you know, what's really behind it, what are the other things that are stopping the letting go, and working on those.
Yes. And how do limiting beliefs affect our lives that we've been holding on in our subconscious mind? How do they affect us in your experience? Holding on to limiting beliefs.
In my experience, they basically construct our whole life. They construct the way we see, the way we perceive the world, and the way we think about the world. And of course, you know, in my belief, the way we think about the world is the way the world then occurs to us. So, you know, maybe a belief that we take on board that when we're very young, as a six-year-old, might have been very useful and very, very powerful for us as a six-year-old. But what happens, as you say, these beliefs that may have been constructed consciously, or they may have been constructed unconsciously. But they soon then become unconscious beliefs. You know, they become a habit, basically. And that belief that I constructed as a six-year-old may not be very powerful for me now as a 40-year-old. And if I haven't changed that belief because it's been unconscious, then you can see that carrying those beliefs through could be very limiting and disempowering to you when you're older.
Yes. Can you share with us some of the limiting decisions and beliefs that you have observed within yourself and with your clients, that so that the listeners have a better idea of what exactly is a limiting decision or a belief?
Yeah, limiting beliefs were things like, I'm not worthy to be loved. Especially there's so many to do with parents. You know, my parents don't love me. My parents don't have time for me. I'm not good at this. You know, I'm not good at studying at school. And these beliefs might have been constructed out of just very simple incidences, like, you know, one day you wanted, as a five-year-old, you wanted some attention from your parents, but they said, sorry, I can't, or maybe they just said slightly angry, not now, I'm busy, kind of thing. And a simple incident like that could construct a belief that I'm not, you know, that I'm not worthy to be loved for the rest of my life. A silly comment from a teacher, you know, you'll never be good at spelling, or, you know, you'll never be good at this, or you're no good at that, can actually construct a belief that we are no good at something, that we carry through for the whole rest of our lives.
Yes. And
there have been, examples of, the clients that were, you know, that were young and at school, and their art teacher told them they were no good at drawing, and they didn't, at the time they were, you know, they loved drawing, and then 30 years later, they're just rediscovering that love of drawing because they had this belief that they were no good at it, and they just didn't want to pursue it anymore.
Absolutely. So basically blocking our full potential and blocking our true self to revealing itself, all that is, which is all possibilities to be and do and have everything that we truly desire. And how about negative emotions? How do negative emotions, in your experience, block our fullest potential to be our true selves?
Yeah, well, you know, in a number of different ways. Negative emotions can limit our behaviors, that's for sure. You know, if we're carrying around a lot of fear, then typically that's going to cause us to avoid certain things. So, you know, if we're fearful of being hurt in a relationship, then, you know, that's going to have a big impact on whether we get into relationships or even how we behave during the relationship. And of course, we know, you know, most people nowadays know about the law of attraction and what we're focusing on, you know, we actually attract those experiences into our life. The other thing about negative emotions is that, you know, I believe and science is starting to to show this as well, is that negative emotions are the root cause. Well, I believe anyway that negative emotions are the root cause of all dis-ease, of all physical and mental and emotional dis-ease. And if we hold on to our negative emotions and don't release them, then somehow they need to manifest, and they manifest in our body as some kind of disease.
Yes. And so, as a live testimonial right here, I know that this is my experience, that through my healing process, I realized how much negative emotions that I have been holding on, such as anger and resentment and grudges and sadness. And all this energy has to manifest as something and somewhere. And so really holding on manifested for me as lupus and my brain and pain in my legs and pain in my arms and so much from just holding on, which we're not aware of. And really I encourage everyone to really realize how disempowering holding on to negative and disempowering and weakening emotions, how disempowering it is in our lives. And so in my experience, I found out that I'm really worthy and deserving. I'm worthy of and deserving of being healthy. Now, lack of worthiness and deservedness, in your experience, this is a lack of, is this a limiting decision and a belief, or how does that, when somebody feels that they're not worthy in their life of being healthy, of being lovable, of being powerful in their life, how do you see that?
It's certainly some kind of belief that they've taken on, and you know, most often it stems from it stems from some kind of experience in their early childhood, either with their parents or close family, or even their first love in primary school. And you know, I've heard the story a few times where in grade four, you know, somebody slips the note to the girl that they like, and the girl opens the note, and they go, "Ooh, I don't like him," and all of a sudden they think they're unworthy to be loved by people in general, or by the opposite sex, and you know, they carry that with them for the rest of their life, and it affects how they treat their relationships.
Absolutely. And this is not who we are. We are powerful beings of light, because we're all emanations of God and all that there is, and we really have our true potential is all possibilities. It's infinite, as it is infinite love. This is my experience. So now you are back in the corporate world. What are you doing there? Are you practicing your spirituality? You're taking it back to the corporate world now?
Yes. Yeah, indeed. I guess again, I'm working as a consultant in banking at the moment, and it's a very different experience to what I had previously. Certainly, I come at it from a much more holistic kind of angle, and the way I practice spirituality, I guess, is essentially I rely a lot more on my intuition.
Beautiful.
Guide me through various situations.
And you're doing this through meditation? You're meditating every day, or how are you attuning to your intuition?
I'm taking time out to, do a little bit of meditation in the mornings. I do quite a lot of walking kind of meditation. But generally, the key thing is that I'm ensuring that I'm in the present moment, basically, in all my dealings, and by being in the present moment, I find that the intuition just naturally flows. As a working in corporate, you can get extremely busy and overloaded, and it can be easy to forget about. It can be easy just to focus on getting tasks done. And do 2, 3, 4 different things at the same time, and lose connection with the present moment, I guess, and the people around you. But for me, my experience now is that by staying, is basically the power of the now and staying connected to that.
Beautiful. What a challenge it must be for you to go through all that you have and to take spirituality and all that you've learned, energy and meditation, back into the corporate world. Do you see that your coworkers see you in a different light, or how do you see yourself making a difference, and what do you stand for where you are in life?
Yeah, well, I mean, essentially I stand for, I guess, respect of the individual and for love and unity and I guess for fulfillment of everything, to be honest. I stand for people to lead a fully fulfilled life in all areas of their life. Health, wealth, relationships, career, personal and spiritual development. Because truly we have the ability to lead a 100% full life in all areas of our life. Even though, most people don't believe that most people have some kind of beliefs that are not consistent with that. So in the business world, I fully believe that business can be done with all the different aspects of it being completely fulfilled, and that is the goals of the company, the goals of the individual, and the goals of the environment and the world around them. We can do business in a way that is prosperous and profitable for the company, for the person, that allows the person to evolve personally and spiritually, and that looks after the planet and the communities around them.
Well, you sound very certain about yourself and what you stand for, and that's fantastic. And so we know that when we stand for something, we're able to change our environment by just being clear within and who we are in our everyday life, moment by moment, all things are possible. And so tell us, where do you see yourself in the near future?
Where do I see myself in the near future?
Yes.
Yeah, well, just doing what I'm doing. Yeah, doing what I'm doing. 100%. So, yeah, it's a combination of working in the business world, continue to work and develop the things that I'm doing with you, Spirituality Inside and Out, and the radio show, and Cause Oneness, continuing to learn and grow and evolve myself.
So can you tell all of us, I know, can you tell the listeners about Spirituality and Cause Oneness?
You mean about Spirituality Inside and Out?
Yeah, Inside and Out. Did I say that? Yeah, sorry about that. Spirituality Inside and Out and Cause Oneness.
Yeah, sure. So Spirituality Inside and Out was founded by a lovely lady called Michelle Morivati, who I believe you know. And is a teaching and healing practice. Not only does it instill and the values and beliefs of yourself, but also it's focused on providing spirituality and teaching. Spirituality and healing to all people in all different modes and modalities. So Spirituality Inside and Out has a number of different healers working with it, from Reiki to hypnosis to the different modalities that you practice to NLP. And it also produces a range of CDs and books. That's an exciting challenge to bring these kind of teachings and tools to a wider audience for the benefit of all.
Yes. And briefly tell us about Cause Oneness.
Yeah. Did you want to add anything about Spirituality Inside and Out?
No. Go ahead. Cause Oneness?
Cool. And Cause Oneness, Cause Oneness came out of your vision, right, or your divine guidance.
Yes.
And Cause Oneness is really the non-profit side of what we're doing. And it's a non-profit, newly established non-profit organization in the U.S., whose mission is basically to unite people and cause oneness literally on the planet globally through various different means. And the first thing we're focusing on is supporting the homeless in Santa Monica by a fundraising event that we have coming up on November 11th, where all funds from that will go to the hand-to-hand common unity mission of Agape, and hand-to-hand is the mission of Agape that works with the homeless.
Yes, thank you. So this may sound like an advertisement, which actually I invited Mike as my first guest because we're very passionate about our mission and what we stand for in life, and so what better way to have him online. Even though he's way across where I am, he's across the world in Tokyo. We really stand for love, unity, oneness, and the power within to heal ourselves and other people and to make a difference in the world. That is the intention of every show that we're doing. And so we're bringing information to you every week about how we can empower ourselves, how we can be our true selves, how we can be happy, joyful, peaceful, and all that we want. We do have this innate energy within us. All we have to do is really awaken to it, tap into it in the present moment. And so thank you very much, Mike. Thank you very much for waking up at 4 a.m. to be on this show.
My pleasure, I think.
I think you're going to go back to sleep now, huh?
Uh-huh.
It's Saturday there? Is it Saturday?
Yeah, it's Saturday here, which is, it's Saturday. So that's nice. I can go back to sleep on and off, and I had a busy day, but it's good to have some flexibility.
Thank you very much. And so it's a pleasure. And how can anyone get in touch with you if they have any questions and they want to keep in touch with you?
I guess the easiest thing to do is go to the Spirituality Inside and Out website, spiritualityinsideandout.com, and my email is there, which is simply just mike@spiritualityinsideandout.com.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Bless you where you are, making a difference in your environment by what you stand for, who you are in the present moment. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Till we talk later.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. Next week on our show, we have Nahid Hagayat. PhD is a practicing transformation and mental imagery coach, an accomplished artist and educator, and an artist and an art instructor with a master's degree in creative arts and art education from New York University. Wow, she's accomplished a lot. And a doctoral in behavioral therapy from Huntington Pacific University. And her mission is to help you restore balance, clarity, and harmony in mind, body, and spirit. This is what we stand for. And so for all of you beautiful listeners, for now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body and breathe out infinite love and give it to the whole world, for we are all one. And don't forget to visit our website at www.infiniteloveradio.com and download free guided meditations and insights. Free is the key word here. And there's also a lot of goodies on our healing practice website at www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. Also, contribute to Oneness on the Planet by supporting our nonprofit organization called Cause Oneness. Visit the Cause Oneness website at www.causeoneness.org. I'm Michelle Morvati. Thank you and bless you. May you live a life of fulfillment as you choose it every moment. It is my prayer for you that you awaken to your true self as you let go, as you forgive, as you accept what is, whatever it is. Know that the support of the universe is ever present all around all of us. As God, the universe, the divine source is within all. We are not alone. We always have each other. We always have each other as all of our angels and guides and masters and the ever present of all energy, the allness, the isness, is right here where I am, where you are. You are never ever alone, know this. As you're truly beautiful inside, your beauty reveals itself in the present moment as you are your true self. And so with this, I believe my time is up. Thank you and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.